It's Tip Tuesday on the Starters Club podcast, where we talk about the business details that no one else likes to talk about, but everyone needs to know.
This just got exciting.
And now, here's your host, Aaron Smith.
Hey, it's Aaron Smith of the Starters Club. And before I get into this crazy informative interview with Tamsin Horton all about Facebook groups, I would love to invite you to my Facebook group, which you can find over at getabizstarted.com. That's getabizstarted.com. This is a group of newbie entrepreneurs or people in the very initial and growing phases of their business. And it's a great place where I provide a lot of information of challenges to help get you started. You can ask questions, you can get support, and just be around a really incredible community of people who get you. So you can find that over at getabizstarted.com. I really hope to see you over there. And now here is my interview with Tamsin. All right, welcome to the Starters Club podcast, where it's Tuesday and we're going to be talking about another awesome topic. And this is going to be around legalities of Facebook groups. You know, owning your own Facebook group is all the rage right now. Everybody wants to have their group and it's a great way to build community and connect. But Tamsin's here to put some legal smackdown on us for really giving us a different point of view of how we're liable, how to run them correctly, some things to really look out for, because they can be successful, but just like anything, if you don't watch yourself, you can get burned a little bit. So, Tamsin, thank you so much for joining. You've been a guest on our show before. You always bring the goods. I very much appreciate it. Give us a little bit about your background. I know we've been introduced before, but just tell us just a tiny bit about yourself.
I am a business owner and an entrepreneur who just happens to have a law degree. So I actually was in business for 15 years and then got really frustrated dealing with our attorneys. I worked in trademark licensing. And I finally one day I said, what do I have to do like to understand what you people are doing? And they said, go get a law degree. I said, okay. I went and got a law degree the next year. Well, I started getting it the next year. It took me 3 years. But so I started with Vujardet Law, which is my law firm. And then it has branched out into Launching Legal, which provides solid DIY resources for entrepreneurs and business owners. My whole drive, what I love doing is helping business owners understand their decisions and the legal impact. So if it has to do with any of that, that's what I do.
Awesome. And we probably should disclaimer this because we're live recording this on Periscope too. This isn't legal advice, right? This is just guidance. Right. What kind of disclaimer do you want to put on this?
I'm an attorney. I'm not your attorney until you hire me. So it's educational and informational and, you know, just like anything on the internet, always do your research. You know, never just say, oh, I heard it on Facebook. I saw it on Twitter. I heard it on Periscope. That's not, you never want to make legal decisions that way. So there you go.
So let's get into the Facebook groups, because like I said, this is a really big thing. I have one. I love it. It's been a great way to build community and build connection with my audience. But there's some things we probably aren't thinking about. I know I'm probably not thinking about when it comes to running this group. So let's talk about first just some liabilities that are out there. If you own a Facebook group and are running it, you know, whether it's for business, et cetera, what kind of things do you really need to watch out for?
You have your public groups, your closed groups, and then your secret groups. And no matter what kind of group you're running, you want to make sure that the group has term rules, you know, terms of use, terms and conditions. Basically, it's just what I call the playground rules. So the big thing is when they come into the group, especially if it's not part of your paid program. If it's part of a paid program, they would have already agreed to this when they purchased the program. But if they're just joining, you know, the group based on, you know, finding it, whatever it is, you want to make sure that when you're first starting, always make it your pinned post. Like, hey, these are the group rules. And by joining, by commenting, you are explicitly consenting that you agree to this. So that's the first thing, is you have to make sure that you've made it clear that being in the group isn't just a free-for-all. It's like, yep, you can come in and play, but here are our rules of what you have to do and not do while you're in the group.
So what kind of rules are we talking here? Like just like the don't spam rules? Do you have to get more specific than that?
Yeah, you need to be really specific. You want to make sure that if you have promo days, that you not only say what day the promo is on, but then define it, because everybody has a different definition of what a promo is. Because most groups will say, hey, we're going to kick you out if you do X, Y, and Z, but then they don't tell people what X, Y, and Z are. So where they run into trouble is you don't want to get caught basically playing First Amendment policeman. Like, oh, I didn't like what you said, so I kicked you out of the group. In the U.S., if they want to get messy about it, they can get, like, you violated my free speech, which is a big one, you know, in the U.S. for sure. But you want to have promo days. Is promoting allowed? Are affiliate links allowed? If they are, then you've got to be really careful, because affiliate relationships are causing so much trouble, because the Federal Trade Commission, again, if you're selling to the United States or in the United States doing business, you're bound by the Federal Trade Commission laws, and that governs affiliate advertising. And so you have to make sure, if you're going to allow affiliate links, that you have really solid terms and conditions of your group, so that if an affiliate, you know, goes off the bandwagon, that you're not liable. So that's a big one, is are you going to allow affiliate links? And if you do, what are the specific rules around those?
Okay, let me stop you right there, because I just want to add, I want to go deeper into this, because this is interesting. Okay. So if Johnny's in my group, and Johnny goes, hey guys, I just signed up for this awesome program, you should check it out. And he posts an affiliate link to Sarah's program. And so some people in my group jump on Johnny's link, they buy Sarah's program, and Sarah just is horrible, right? Like, Sarah sucks it up. She takes money and runs. I could be liable for that if I'm just the person that happened to be the group owner and somebody posted that.
If you don't have group rules in there, like if you had group rules that said, hey, affiliate links are okay, but my company, like, you know, Aaron Smith, whatever, is in no way supporting or promoting these affiliate links, like they're allowed, but click on them at your own risk, use them at your own risk. They are not in any way, shape, or form tied to my company. That's what you're doing, is you're, because the big part of it is this whole truth in advertising, especially with earnings disclaimers and affiliate disclaimers, you just want to be as transparent as possible of saying, yep, you might see affiliate links, but use them at your own risk. That's basically the terms and conditions say it a little more nicely than that, but that's the gist of what you're saying, is use at your own risk.
Okay.
I'm not responsible for. If you click through, you've left my playground, you're on someone else's playground. And it's having, because when something happens, like, you can't control who decides. It's so easy to name someone in a lawsuit. So what you want to do is have the background information. I call it all your stop gaps, like all your I'm protected little documents lined up, so that if someone does bring you into a legal action with someone else, that you basically, you know, doesn't mean you can get out. You're still going to be brought into it, but you can basically say, hey, here's the evidence that said use at your own risk, at which point you get sucked out of the legal action. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And somebody else, and I can't remember the name, I'm sorry, in the Periscope group was asking about, like, he was saying he runs a group, and if you don't like what he doesn't like what you have to say, or you're being jerk or whatever, he'll kick you out. But you have to set terms and conditions that say, I can kick you out at any given moment. You don't play nice, you're out. Because if you just randomly kick people out, you could get in trouble. Is that what I'm hearing too?
Yeah, because you're a business, you know, and yes, you have, you know, just, and I think sometimes it's hard because online businesses, we forget, we don't have like the bricks and mortar. Like, I couldn't, you know, it's why stores have no shirts, no shoes, no service. Okay, yes, they can remove me from their store if I don't meet those criteria. In the online world, you have those same responsibilities as a business owner. You know, just think about in the United States when we used to say, you know, race determined whether you could come into a restaurant or not. There's rules that say you can't do things. And to be the person in charge of a group that basically without a guidelines saying, well, it's my decision, it's my group, period, the end. That's really risky. Like, that's just really, really, really risky, because it just takes one person to make your life living legal migraine. So Yes, you need to define, what does being a jerk mean? You know, what is... Is it saying something offensive? Is it attacking other people in the group? Is it spamming other people in the group? Like, what does being a jerk mean? You want to have a description of what is behavior in the online community that would warrant you going out of the group.
Okay, so this is interesting. Somebody was saying, like, restaurants are public, not private. And if you let, but in the same terms of Facebook, like you were saying, if it's a private group that you have a course and you have a private Facebook group, they've already accepted the terms to that. But when you have a group of, yes, you're letting them into, and I want you to explain the lines here because it sounds like there could be some gray area. It's a public thing on Facebook, yeah. Even though it's private that you're letting them into. But I think to your point, and please explain this more, all it takes is one bad apple and just one person trying to be a jerk. And we've all probably seen that there's one of them. And that's where you have to be careful, right?
Law is cleanup crew. So law is usually about 10 years behind where business is. So stuff involving Facebook groups that I'm seeing now is stuff that happened 5, 6, 7 years ago in groups. Business is fast. Business is jump on Periscope. We got a million hearts. Like, that's happening next week. Law is 10 years from now. Like, we come along behind the fact and go, ooh, that's not what it was supposed to do. We didn't like the outcome of that. So now there's a law. And the laws only come about by court cases. Like, you can have court cases that develop law, or, you know, your legislatures that make a law. Wear your seatbelt. There's so much gray area. That's why I tell people you've got to be careful, because it could be something you do now that really doesn't show up on your plate for 5 years. And if you have clear expectations, then you're set. It makes it really easy, because if you want to scale your business, someday you want to be able to hand off your Facebook group admin stuff to someone else, or to bring in other people to help you. If it's growing, if it's scaling, which is what you want it to do, you need to have solid business operations that say, this is what being a jerk is. This is what spamming is. So it's just a solid business practice, if you really do want to grow your business, of having those clear expectations of what different things mean.
Yeah, this
Does that answer it?
No, you did answer it. Hopefully. And if anybody else has a question on Periscope, please ask. It's just so interesting to me, because I play of the terms that everybody's nice, but obviously, I mean, I run an HOA group, and I've kicked people out for spamming. And I could be getting in trouble for that. It's just interesting. So we talked about affiliating, like affiliate links to be careful of, to make sure you have disclaimers about that. We've talked about your rules to kick out. Any other things to watch out for and just be careful of when you're setting your rules and conditions that we may not be thinking about as we're setting up these groups?
Yeah. Who can add things to the files tab? You know, the different documents that are added in there. Are they simply kind of like an internal Rolodex of, this is how you contact people? Or are people allowed to post documents that they've created? Again, you don't know what's in other people's stuff. And I use this example when I'm talking about website legal notices, because I know, and I would have done the same thing probably before I had gone to law school, where you're like, oh, I'll just copy and paste, because Susie Q looks, I mean, she's got a great business. I'll just copy her stuff, because I'm sure she had someone do it right. That is no different than walking up to a stranger and saying, hey, can we share the same toothbrush? Like, you just don't know where that person's mouth has been. And so when you're letting other people put files in your group, again, clear expectations of what's allowed or what's not allowed, because you're not going to go through every document. You don't know what they're putting in there. And it all is, it's just, and I was, when I was scoping about it, I kind of explained it as, you know, Facebook groups are like house party. Hey, I'm having a party. Everybody come over. Now, that can either be like somewhere in high school and college where it was like a free for all and everything gets trashed by the next morning, and then you have to spend days cleaning it up. Or you're like, hey, come on in, but, you know, no swinging on the chandeliers, throw your garbage in the garbage cans. Like, that's all it is. It's just basic housekeeping rules that you want to have in place.
Hold on, Tamsin. Brushing, using other people's toothbrushes are bad? I did not know this. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But I was like, wait, no. Okay, so this is just so interesting because you're right. It is like the part, I love that analogy. It's like the fun high school party where you invite your friends, everybody has a good time till someone drives home and gets pulled over for drinking and driving, and now your parents are getting sued because you had the party, right? I mean, that's totally what it is.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all you're doing is saying, here are the ground rules. You know, this is what you can do because you're in my group. You've taken it off of just straight public Facebook. And again, it's a very gray line. It's just coming out. But you'll notice, especially if you've purchased online courses before, because this is where it really has come out, because the theft of intellectual property is rampant. And that's the other part you want in your terms. And I just scoped about this at the beginning of the week. People will say, hey, what do you think about my name? Hey, what do you think about this idea? Hey, what do you think about my logo? And the next minute, somebody else has ripped it off. And that is where you want to say, you know, you're sharing your ideas at your own risk. You know, I tell people, keep it quiet. Keep it in your masterminds. Keep it in your close-knit group of friends. Stop putting it in Facebook. But when you've taken, you know, it's not just public Facebook anymore. You have made a tinier playground. You know, you've made a smaller playground. You've labeled it your group. You just don't want to be in trouble for every disagreement, the stuff that goes on amongst the group members. You don't want to be responsible for it or get involved in it. Sorry, I kind of got off on a tangent.
No, that's good. And there's a great question in the Periscope, and it's about how gray do those lines get when you've got people that aren't in the US and you've got an international audience?
Depending on how international law goes, which it honestly has been the wild, wild west for definitely the last 10 years, because business exploded and erased traditional country barriers. I didn't used to be able to have a Skype call with someone from Iceland that I met 2 days ago. I didn't used to be able to sell to them. I didn't used to be able to connect with them. And so international law, it's hard enough with your country's laws. Like those are hard enough because they're always in flux. But now international law, it's moving more and more towards where there will be a constant set of denominator laws, but they're still evolving. So what I say is always go, if I'm interacting, like email, double opt-ins, everyone, you know, business-wise, I don't want a double opt-in. It reduces my, you know, conversion rate and all that stuff. Well, Canada requires it. So you have to go with the country that has the strictest law when you're playing in the digital international arena for intellectual property and stuff like that. The U.S. still has the strongest laws, and most people in some way, shape, or form are touching the U.S. Facebook is still hosted in the U.S., so their area of jurisdiction is going to be based in U.S. law. So, yeah.
Yeah, that does make sense. And then Jay Elliott was asking about private and, like, do you take a VIP group and does making it private help? Or I'm thinking it's the same. Yeah, private's great, but you still need to have rules and regulations in any group you have, right?
Private is good only when... because that is more than likely you've selected a group of people. Like I have a mastermind, there's five of us. It's secret. Like nobody else can even find it. But if you're running a private group for people that are part of your offering, your program, your business, whatever it is, online courses is the biggest one. You would have a course participant contract, a terms of purchase agreement that you hyperlink, you know, I agree to the terms and conditions before you can click buy. Just like when you're updating computer software or phone upgrades, they don't let you get the upgrade till you click agree. There's a reason for that. So private is good as long as you have put the requirements to get in the door before giving them access to the door.
Okay.
Which is that's a huge one that a lot of people are skipping that step.
Yeah, you know, Tamsin, I love talking to you sometimes, but sometimes I don't because I'm like, darn it, you're just making me realize all these things. So it's good, but sometimes I wish I didn't have
baby
the conversation.
Steps.
Exactly.
It's all baby steps. And what I tell people is if it seems overwhelming, you just take one piece at a time, you know, and once you know it, you have the ability to take action. You're like, okay, nothing has happened, so I can create my Facebook terms. You can pin them in your group. If you're already running a group and you're like, oh my gosh, I just learned about this. Ah, I'm in so much trouble. No, you're not. Just pin it to the, make it your pinned post, create them, make it your pinned post and say you have 3 days or a week to agree in this thread. Just write, I agree. And anyone that doesn't, I take that as you wanting to be removed from the group. So there's ways that just baby steps. You're not going to fix everything overnight.
Okay. And somebody was asking too in the group about templates. And I know we'll talk about this at the end, but you do have some great stuff on your site. If you're watching on Periscope, yep. Where can they go to find that?
Go to launchinglegal.com/Periscope. That's the best hub to start. But you can obviously see in the menu on that side, it's on the right-hand side. It's like one of those three-line menus. But you can click on that and click shop. And there's, I call them guided DIY resources. So they are templates. That is definitely, that guides you through how to get website legal notices, how to get, you know, Facebook group terms, and shows you, okay, by asking you a series of questions within the form, not from me, but within the form, like, okay, are you doing this? Then say this here.
Somebody was mentioning how some people are just really overthinking this. And again, it's one of those things that I don't think it's just CYA, right? And unfortunately, you have to CYA. You have to think about that. I love the example you gave. And if you're just jumping on Periscope, it's legal is not, there's not a lot of legal cases happening right now with Periscope. There's none because Periscope just came on. So the stuff is happening behind, and it's the stuff we're not thinking about, the stuff we have to be careful of what we're saying and doing. And if you can CYA as much as possible, like I said, it's like the trampoline in the backyard, right? Like you invite Johnny and all his friends to come over and one falls off and breaks his ankle. You're like, but it's just this fun trampoline. What happened? You got to cover your butt.
Once you get legal under control, your basic foundational stuff, which on the Periscope page, if you look last week, that was my theme, was foundational business basics. Once legal's done, it doesn't keep popping back up. Like my clients, I really don't hear from them. Once they're set, the times I hear from them is, hey, this went so well, or hey, I had this problem client that didn't become a problem because of we had this in place. So it's not like a monthly subscription where, oh my gosh, I got to keep paying for this. No, get it set. And then you can almost not really, you don't forget it, but it's there. It's not a recurring constant expense. It's an investment at the beginning. And if you're taking your business seriously, you're going to build a good foundation. You know, just like if you're building a house, like you're not going to build a house and forget to put a foundation in.
Right. And it's like you said, it's one of those things too. If you haven't done it and you're in your business, just start baby stepping it. Every week, do something legal, just, you know, get in place and do that. I know we're running low on time. I'm losing you just a little bit on the connection, but I really want to cover this before we go because it's the dual admin thing. You and your buddy, or you've got a person working for you, and you guys decide to, you're going to give them access as the admin to the Facebook group so they can help get people in and do all kinds of stuff. All of a sudden, Sarah decides she wants to take over the Facebook group, deletes you as an admin, and you're stuck watching on the outside of a several thousand person group. Okay, let's describe this and how can you avoid this?
This just happened to someone within the last month. And what you have to do, Facebook is not going to get involved. And this person was trying to say, hey, Facebook, you need to help me. Facebook's not going to get involved. They're smart enough to stay out of anything until they get official legal notice, like you must do XYZ. If you are going to have a VA work as an admin for your group, they must be under an independent contractor agreement where you spell out exactly what your expectations of the relationship are. If your VA then takes over, kicks you out as an admin, then you can take legal action against them because you have a contract that they have breached. If you bring on your buddy, one, again, you've got to have a contractual relationship for, you know, if it's a partnership, you definitely have to have, but you have to have something written that says, I'm bringing you on as a here's what you can and can't do, so that if they take over, kick you out, you have something contractually that you can take legal action on. As entrepreneurs, we get so excited with the idea and we just run with it. Great ideas. Just make sure they're legally zipped up before you start making all kinds of decisions.
Such good stuff. It's like I said, it's just stuff you don't think about. It's stuff again, you think about it when it happens. And unfortunately, a lot of times that's too late. Where can we go to the website if we want to learn more, or if we're going, we need some help. I got to get this stuff in place.
You can go to tamsonhorton.com. That will send you, because I have Boujade and I have Launching Legal. But Launching Legal is where most everyone is going to want to start. So it's launchinglegal.com. Whether you're launching an idea, a business, a program, that's where I tell you and show you how your business decisions have legal impact.
Thanks for listening to Tip Tuesday on the Starters Club podcast, where we talk about the business details that no one else likes to talk about, but everyone needs to know. See you next time on the Starters Club podcast.